Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And fellow foodies, welcome to another delicious Saturday afternoon right here on AM 790 KNST. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live for the most delicious hour on radio. Thanks so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday afternoon at 4 right here on AM 790 KNST. And whether you're listening to us live right now on the radio, maybe you're listening to us via our website on themenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the millions that streams live worldwide on the iHeartRadio network. No matter where you are hearing my voice, I am so excited, foodies, that you are here, because guess what? We only have 8 more days until one of the most magnificent events that foodies have ever imagined in Southern Arizona, and we have a full network of celebrity foodies, celebrity winies, celebrity beeries. All of the celebrity culinary and cocktail crew is here celebrating that glorious event that's happening next weekend called Viva La Local. We are celebrating the majesty that is local food and local beverage all across the Southern Arizona landscape. And we cannot do this show or this topic justice without bringing on our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He's from Maya T, co-executive director of Heirloom Farmers Market and the pioneering voice and the wisdom behind Viva La Local. My brother Manish Shah is back in the house. What's going on, man?
Not much. Thanks for having me. The voice and wisdom. No pressure there.
Don't let it go to your head, brother.
No.
So anyway, I can't believe that we're back here on this show talking about Viva La Local. I mean, it was just a few months ago where you rolled this event out for the first time. Such a success. And you said, you know what? We need to do this more than just once a year. We got to do it a couple of times a year. Recap for our listeners exactly what we all experienced at the inaugural Viva La Local Food Festival a few months ago.
Well, we'll start with a sense of exhaustion, because that was tremendous. We didn't know what we were going to get ourselves into.
Right.
There was a lot of excitement. There was a lot of buzz beforehand. But because it was our first time, we didn't really have a precedent set. A lot of unknowns, and we got hammered.
Yeah.
People responded.
You know,
in
I
droves.
Did too. What yeah. a coincidence. I'm sorry.
No,
this
it's
is
okay.
a family show.
It's all right.
Okay.
But it was really fun. Nonetheless, the response was overwhelming. I, especially at the end of the event, promised myself I would not do this again for another year. I said, forget this. My staff was absolutely tired beyond belief. So I took them all to Indian food and got them completely carbo-loaded.
They were perfect.
And the next day, and they were like all sleepy at lunch. And I said, do you really want to do this again in 6 months? I figured I would catch them at their lowest point. And they all said yes.
Mm.
And I thought, oh.
Be careful what you ask for.
That's right.
So you've got this wonderful event where you celebrate all the great things that are local, both on the food and the beverage and the entertainment scene.
Absolutely.
And for a first-time event, I know, when was it? It was last spring.
Yes, it was April. You would think I remembered.
Sometime back in April.
The V-Day, right?
Yeah.
It was the second week in April, April 11th.
And this was a first-time event. Okay, now, all first-time food events, I salute all the vendors who participate in those kinds of things. Okay, so I'm thinking, it's maybe 500 people. Yeah, maybe across sort of the 1,000 line.
Sure.
How many people turn through the doors?
We're certain 8,000. We're not sure because it got – we lost count. It was crazy.
8,000 people showing
for
up
sure,
for the first
for
time
sure,
event.
For sure. And we don't fully know, because it was so insane that we were – kind of caught flat-footed. In our to a certain degree, we knew that about 2,500 to 3,000 were going to come out, because any really, really popular farmers market that we throw has about that many that come out. So we knew we were going to hit that number, and we had a pretty strong suspicion we were going to break 5, but it was rough. we had people running out of food at like 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
1:30.
Yeah.
1:30.
Well, you know, you got all that worked out for next Sunday. It's the 16th of November. Is that right?
Is correct.
November 16th,
yes.
At the Rieto Park.
Sunday
at the Rieto Park Racetrack. And let me just say, the Heirloom Farmers Market at Rieto on a Sunday morning. I mean, now, you're going to sort of combine these kinds of things? So you're going to have all the food vendors from the farmers market, as well as all these great restaurants and beer purveyors and wine purveyors and such.
That's correct, because now we're located permanently in the new pavilion at Rieto Park.
Which is stunning, by the way.
Isn't that beautiful?
I was there last week. I was just blown away.
It's amazing.
It's just spectacular.
It's been really well received, and that was our first week. So we're just getting warmed up. Now, we're leaving the pavilion next week to come into the infield of the track.
Right.
So we're bringing 80 farmers market vendors on the infield. There's going to be 20-plus restaurants, 23, I think, at this count. There's one that maybe will join us. And, breweries, wineries, and so actually just one winery. So we'll get to that in a minute.
Ooh, a little tease.
A little tease, a little foreshadowing. Look at that.
You can't script this stuff.
Yeah, four local.
You've always been a big tease, Manish.
Oh, nice.
So you walk into Rito now. First of all, tickets. How can people get tickets? Is this fairly easy to do?
You can buy tickets on our website, vivalocalfoodfest.com. Advanced tickets, but tickets are $4, and you can buy them at the door. Okay. Most people are probably just going to get them at the door.
Buy them at the door, and then once you have access into this great event and you begin to sort of take in everything that is surrounding you, what's your strategy in terms of the best way to navigate that scene? Because it is, I mean, every great restaurant you can imagine is going to be there. All the great suds, all the wonderful wines, all local. I mean, how do you start? How do you navigate? Are you paying for things that you buy?
Talk about that. So first, I would start slow.
I don't know how to do things slowly.
I think we'll figure it out. I suggest you get yourself a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and just start, because the first thing you're going to see is the farmer's market, the 80 vendors there. And go ahead and take time to peruse. They'll be open just like any shopping day. If you want to get some veggies, you want to get some things, we have a veggie valet. So for no charge, you can get all your groceries together, keep them cool, keep them in the truck. When you're done, just give us your ticket. We'll get your stuff, and you can head off home. Once you're finished shopping and that, I suggest you go get a beer or a glass of wine, because that'll be your next stop on your way in, because that's progressively
strategically located.
Strategically located between the farmer's market and the restaurants are the beer and wine tents, and so that'll be next. And we've got a beautiful setup with professional bartenders pouring all the beer and the wine and everything. It's going to be great. And then after that, you'll have your pick of 20 restaurants. Now, all the beer and wine are going to be $5 for a serving. And then when you get to the restaurants, it's the same thing. They're $5 servings. So they're not huge plates. You're not going to be forced to eat a large portion.
Very smart, though.
Yeah,
but
on the other hand, you know, you go to a lot of these events and they give you like a bite. They give you like a little niblet, you know, when you go, and it's not quite that. So the hope is that you bring three or four of your friends, you go around, you try 8 to 10 dishes from restaurants that you like.
8 to 10. Speak for yourself. I mean, I go to every 20, and then I kind of make a second round.
Yeah, you're good. You're marathoning that way.
I bring a stack of $5 bills. Now, are people buying tickets then with the cash for redeeming at the booths, or are these vendors taking cash?
So restaurants will actually take cash. So the restaurants are going to be able to take cash if you'd like to. The other option, if you want to, is we do have food tokens. So if you need to, you're going to be able to purchase tokens at our booths, and you can use those as well in the event that you only have a charge card.
I think that's one of the smartest things I've come across in event planning, is you standardize the cost for the drinks and for the food, because it's easy to prepare, it's easy to budget, it's $5 a taste. And like you said, I mean, you'll be surprised, a lot of these vendors, be surprised how many, you know, how much food you're going to actually get for $5.
It did surprise me last year that some of the things that we had were really quite substantial. In fact, I told some of those guys, you need to back it down. I mean, you're giving a whole sandwich. These people are not going to eat anymore here. Come on.
What about live entertainment? Who's going to be performing at Viva
La Loca? We have Reno Del Mar. We have The Missing Parts. We have The Bennu. And these are all local bands that are throwing down here. So Hey Bucko, and it's going to be awesome. All local bands, amazing.
Love Hey Bucko. Seen them play around town, a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're opening, actually.
They're opening, okay. Yeah, so what right time does the event start on Sunday, November the 16th?
So it starts at 9, but the music is probably going to start at around 11, and that's when I think things are going to really get hopping around 10:30 or 11.
And it just goes on and on.
Until
5 o'clock, and I'll be the last one to leave.
That's fine, you can help us with the trash. There you go.
I'll be the second to the last one to leave.
You and
anyway,
I.
Anyway, Manisha with Maya T, Heirloom Farmers Market, and Viva La Local Food Festival. We are so honored to have you again in our studio, and I can't wait to keep the conversation going, because we have hand-selected, Manish, some of the top players on the food, the culinary and cocktail scene in Southern Arizona, and we're going to give our listeners just a taste, a tease, if you will, on what you can expect to see when you go out there on November the 16th. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to the lovely Sally Kane from the Coronet. Yes, fellow foodies, she is right here, and you do not want to miss one beat. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Howe here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of iHeartMedia at Fort Lowell at Oracle. Having a great time celebrating our official countdown to the Viva La Local Food Festival with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, Manish Shah. Having a great time.
8 days to go.
Sunday, November the 16th, Viva La Local Food Fest. com for all the information.
All the information is there.
There it is. Well, you know, there's a woman here that's got all the information covered because, you know, she's one of the most busy women on the culinary and cocktail scene in Southern Arizona. She is actually an icon in this community going generations back of Cane's in Southern Arizona. We all will collectively sit at her feet and say, we are not worthy. Representing the Coronet, one of the participants in Viva La Loco, the beautiful Sally Cane. Sally, sister, what's going on?
Hello. Just joking. Hello, Matt. Nice to see you.
Now we have to sound like NPR.
I know, right?
Please don't make us do that, Sally. Sally, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Busy
down
in Coronet these days. What's going on?
Lots of food. We actually are doing this festival. I don't know if you heard about it. It's called Viva La Local. It's in like 8 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting ready for that. We're changing into our winter menu, and that's changing on Tuesday, so that's coming.
Give us, this show has really kind of evolved into just a big tease. So give us a little tease on what we can expect on the Coronet's menu.
You can expect slow roasted lamb with root vegetables.
Nice.
And the root vegetables would be sweet potato, fingerling, and Jerusalem artichoke.
Oh, that's just celebrating the season.
So good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, roasted cauliflower in a deep savory broth. So that's coming, and that's pretty amazing.
I'm all a quiver.
Yeah, you can expect dragoon sesson sausage with a roasted cauliflower mash,
rote col. Nice work, Sally.
Seared Brussels sprouts, really spicy Dijon.
Aren't they though? Seriously, I can't imagine nobody in our listening sphere has never been to the Coronet. But remind everybody exactly where you guys are located.
We are located on the corner of 4th Avenue and 9th Street, right at that beautiful underpass that takes you into downtown Tucson.
It really is cool. Killer patio, great vibe.
Yeah, I think they have a smoke machine now.
It's so much fun. So, there was 9,000 people, Sally Cane, that came to this event last year. What is it that made you say, yes, I think I have what it takes to just completely captivate thousands and thousands of people?
I pretty much do whatever Manish asks me. So,
that's very smart.
Yeah,
rule,
I know. It's a rule.
That's a good
it's
way
a
to
rule
go.
That I go with. So he says, would you like to? And I just say yes.
That's funny. That's funny. And you know she's nervous in the deer in the headlights because this is her first. Because last time I asked you, but you weren't ready yet because you weren't open.
I opened 2 days.
That's right.
After the festival last year. I opened on April 13th.
Oh,
so I was like, no.
And I told her this would be a really great way to make a splash.
And I'm like, no.
No.
Not going to do it.
No, we were
that
working
was wise.
Like
18 that was wise,
hour days.
So when you're thinking about the right item, when you've got all this sort of wide, broad spectrum of opportunities to serve to the masses, how did you arrive at what you're going to be serving at this event? And
talk to
us a little bit about it.
It was difficult, actually, but we decided that we would go vegetarian because we think our vegetarian entree that's on our menu is a home run. We think it's amazing. And we also thought it'd be easy then for everyone who comes to the festival, whatever their food proclivities may be, might partake of our booth.
Proclivities.
So,
did you see that? Yes.
Yes, I did.
So I love this dish, and we call it Jacques' Magic Beans, to the chagrin of, people who I work with. And it's off of Jack and the Beanstalk. Jacques' Magic Beans. It's butter beans, slow roasted mushrooms, three different kinds. We make a mushroom stock all day long with sherry. It's absolutely divine. We have preserved lemon in there, roasted tomatoes and garlic. We're partnering now with Southwinds Farms out of Benson with Farmer Joe.
Gorgeous.
So,
yes. He's one of our vendors.
Yeah,
awesome.
He is. We're really excited. I think we're going to cross partner with him at the event and have.
Nice.
Make it known that we adore him.
Yes.
And he has chosen us. I'm very thankful to be his main restaurant that he provides to.
Very, very cool.
So we've topped it today with a watercress. It will be Farmer Joe's arugula at the event. And then we have on this dish here pecorino cheese. And I believe that we may have a slightly less salty cheese at the event, but it's going to be really good.
And you're planning to serve 500 of these?
I'm planning on serving 600 of these.
That's great. We might need more.
Maybe 700.
Especially now that you've said that, you might need some more.
So it's what do you think?
It's a symphony. And that's the word that's coming to my mind because you've got an incredible sort of array of flavors and textures, the beans and the mushroom and that wonderful sherry, that sweet of the sherry. And
don't forget butter.
The butter. And the greens then. Talk about a little bit about those greens because those are just beautiful and bright.
Aren't they lovely? Well, they get tossed very lightly and lovingly,
seriously,
just in lemon and olive oil, pinch of salt. No, it's weirdly kind of amazing. I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't be like, oh, we're so great.
They're
but
magic.
This dish,
they're not amazing.
They're Jacques' Magic Beans.
That's
satisfy a complete carnivore and omnivore like me.
You're going to be doomed next Sunday. I'm just telling you now.
Yeah, I mean, that is just beautiful. We're going to get all of our guests' take on that beautiful dish as we go into our next segment. But again, Sally Kane from the Coronet, your address, please, for everybody to make sure they get reservations to go down there and see you every night for the next 20 years.
The address is 402 East 9th Street. You can park in the Centro Garage. I will validate.
Oh.
And, you know, beware of resident parking around there, but there's plenty of parking. And it's on the corner of 4th Avenue and 9th Street, and we will be at Viva La Local, sharing Tucson Pride with all of our great farmers and restaurants and Boozy McBoozy friends.
A lot of Boozy McBoozy friends. Yeah.
Boozy McBoozy and the traveling McBoozers.
And the traveling McBoozers.
This is a lot of fun. Anyway, Sally Kane from the Coronet, thanks so much for bringing this wonderful story.
Thank you for having me.
Sharing the story. Again, the name of the dish so we don't forget?
Jacques Magic Beans.
Jacques Magic Beans. And it's a weirdly kind of amazing, as she says, which is almost a great coincidence because that sounds like our co-host. He's weirdly kind of amazing. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank some more beloved and valued sponsors here on the radio show. But when we come back, we're going to be talking to my good friend Brian Morris from Prep and Pastry,
Woo!
A place that needs absolutely no introduction to our listeners, but he's got some things up his sleeve that I think are going to wow everybody at Viva La Local, so you don't want to miss one single minute. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNSD. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live with my good friend Manish Shah about Viva La Local Food Festival that's happening next Sunday, November the 16th at the Rialto Park Racetrack. And you are in for a treat, Manish. This is going to be a blast.
It is going to be a blast. It was a blast last year. Now we've gotten a lot of things smoothed out, so it can only get better from here.
It can only get better. And what a great segue, because there's a guy who just keeps getting better and better every time I see him. And he is now coming here for his On the Menu Live debut, representing the great place we all know and love, Prep and Pastry, my good friend Brian Morris. BMO, what's going on, brother?
Not much, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. He says not much. Yeah, I work for Prep and Pastry, and not much is happening. You guys are setting the pace car for the culinary and cocktail scene in Southern Arizona.
We've been doing okay. We've got some weekends that have been really, really blowing up, and even during the week, staying really busy. Some great feedback. It's been a lot of fun.
What's going on as you guys are kind of preparing for, you know, we're deep in the heart of this great season that restaurateurs just love. We celebrate, you know, the freshness of the flavors that fall represents heading into the winter months. What do you guys got up your sleeve for Prep and Pastry?
Yeah, we've got a few things going on. You know, we just had a recent menu change, which we're really proud of. Brought back some favorites and also some new things. A little BLT sandwich with an herb mousse pork belly that we smoke here in-house, which is pretty amazing. Some new drinks, new mimosas on there. We're doing some craft mimosas. Our Bloody Mary is always a popular hit. We're adding some seats to the patio real soon.
Cool.
Kind of get prepared for the winter, and all the students and everyone coming back into town. So we're gearing up. We're battling down the hatches and getting ready to go. So,
I love it.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty excited.
Now you can't just say BLT with an herbed mousse and then move on, Brian Morris. I mean, I'm going to have to bring you back to that one. Talk about
all
that
right.
dish. That sounds great.
Yeah. No. So the pork bellies we get in house. We're curing them, smoking them, slicing, doing everything, you know, there. Our herb mousse. We do a little goat cheese, cream cheese, fresh herbs. Smear that on the ciabatta. Little arugula, sliced tomatoes. It's a dish.
Just
you know?
Glorious.
Yeah. I'm gonna step in for just a second. What are you smoking that pork belly in?
We have been blessed with some amazing tea by Maya Tea Company here.
Manish's, yes, thank you.
Did you have any idea?
I knew it was coming. I was like, am I gonna have to pull the plug out of here? Come on now.
It's my first time. Come on,
no, give me a break. I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you. It's all right.
No, we do. We tea smoke our pork belly, which is pretty cool.
Gosh,
we do that with our tomatoes as well for our grilled cheese.
That's
and yeah, it's worked out really, really well for us.
Tea smoke, Manish.
It's amazing. I've had it, and I'm not a big pork belly guy, but over there, yes, I will definitely go down that road. It's amazing.
What kind of tea?
You're using just an English breakfast.
Using English breakfast on the pork belly, yeah. Creme brulee tea, which is something that I didn't know about before I started at Prep, and it is unbelievably delicious. And we are smoking our bacon with the creme brulee tea, which is pretty cool.
Where would we be without Maya tea?
Oh,
Hashtag
in a dark, dark place.
In a very dark place.
I'd have more hours. I'd be able to sleep. I don't know about you guys.
I appreciate your honesty. Anyway, so Viva La Local is coming up next Sunday, November 16th. I mean, are you guys ready for this, Brian?
I hope so. This is my first Viva La Local. I heard amazing things about it last year. I was not back in Tucson yet. I was still out of town, but heard amazing things. So we're excited to be a part of it. I know that Nate and everybody there at Prep are been talking about it a lot, and we're gonna do everything we can to make these people happy.
Okay, so what's required to make people happy? What are you gonna be serving on that magical day?
On that magical day, we are serving our lemon meringue tart. I know we don't want to make anybody upset by not having our dosants from last year, which we're always happy
huge,
to give out.
Huge,
yeah, the dosants are
huge
amazing.
Hit.
Yeah. So the lemon meringue tart. I mean, we have a little lemon curd, Swiss meringue. Hand one of these over here so you can check those out. And then, just a little tart shell. It's fairly simple, but we put a lot of great ingredients. We're using our Zamudio eggs in the tart. It's
also a vendor at the farmer's market.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, we've been super, super happy with their product. Their eggs have been, have really made a difference with our food. So we're excited to use their eggs and this little Swiss meringue, toast the top, and come out and check them out. I think you'll be happily surprised.
I want to remind all of our listeners that all of these photos are going to be posted up on our Facebook page, on the menu live, on our Twitter, on the menu live, on our Instagram, on the menu live, so you can really get a sense of the artistry that goes with these dishes, as we discussed with Sally's wonderful salad, as well with these wonderful lemon tarts. And you can see it's just got that sort of that beautiful little sear, that singe right on top of that that beautiful cream topping. So is there a protocol, Brian Morris, for enjoying this particular tart? I mean, can I pick it up with my hands and just put it right in my mouth?
It's a one biter, I think. Yeah.
The rest of us just hit it. I don't know why you're still talking. The rest of us all.
Where'd the tart go?
It's all gone.
All right.
It's amazing.
I'm going everything fresh, scratch made in house, and you can tell just by looking at it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. The bakers are working hard for us, and I might have to hire a couple more. I think going into season, they've been really, really cranking out this product for us, and it's been awesome to see. And the response has been pretty killer. So.
And the tart is not too sweet. It's actually just that perfect. It's amazing because sometimes these lemon meringues get just so over the top in terms of its sweetness, but this one is just perfect. It's delicious. It's refreshing, and that meringue is really holding. It's got a lot of body to it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And again, another manifestation of the spectrum of textures that we love in food. We know that it's that beautiful that pillowy meringue on top. That beautiful, rich, almost velvety lemon. Curd, and then of course that buttery crust there. You've just got this variety of textures that really does make a wonderful meal, right?
Thank you. Yeah, that's the goal. That's where we're
a
just
wonderful
here to make...
meal, and somebody should take a picture of your face.
Well, I was going to ask for volunteers and see if they might be able to help.
And you were missing the camera because that should have gone up on the website as well.
Exactly. Well, I will for the photographers. I will take another bite.
It's a meringue mustache.
For the photographers.
No shave November,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Make sure that all of our listeners, Brian Morris from Prep and Pastry, know exactly where Prep and Pastry is located and how they can find you online.
Yeah, we are located on Campbell, just south of Fort Lowell. Actually, I'm checking out their little address here because I never actually looked it up. 3073 North Campbell Road.
On the corner of Campbell and Black
Ridge. Every morning. So, yeah, please come by and see us. We've got a great patio. The indoor is beautiful. Bar now, full service bar. So come get your Bloody Mary. Come up a dosant. Come check us out, please.
What's the one cocktail? And you and I have had a chance to enjoy a cocktail together many times over the years. What's the one cocktail that you think is waiting for me once this show is over? What's going to make me happy today?
Come check out our Mikey's Mayor. I think that's one of my favorite things on the menu that a lot of people maybe overlook, but super delicious. I mean, we've got this great citrus gin, muddled cucumber, basil,
perfect,
little lemon, and then we top it with just a sprinkle of nutmeg. Really cool drink.
And the reason you associated that with me because I'm generally overlooked, but I'm really delightful. I'm just wondering how you got there. But anyway, Brian Morris, my good friend BMO from Prep and Pastry, an absolutely delicious moment that I've had with you. In fact, all my moments with you, Brian, are delicious, and I mean that with great love and intention. We cannot wait to get out there to the Viva La Local Food Festival again, November the 16th, and invite everybody to go meet Brian and the team over there at Prep and Pastry and sink their teeth into this wonderful lemon tart that you've created. Anyway, our hats off to you and the team for all you've done, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you so much, Matt. Always a pleasure.
So that was an amazing little dessert there, Manish.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. I'm not sure if I'm crying because of the dessert or the description of the cocktail, but yeah, I've got tears.
He's got tears. You know, and that's not hard to do, to render Manish into tears on this show every Saturday at 4 o'clock. Anyway, we're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to move from the culinary side to the libation side. And there's two guys here that have been libating Southern Arizona for a long time. And we are jumping with joy that they are right here in the studio with us. And you do not want to miss one delicious minute. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from KNST, having a great time. We are halfway through the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sitting here with my good friend from Maya Tea Company, from the Heirloom Farmers Markets, and also from Viva La Local Food Festival, Manish Shah. Made your way through that lemon tart in record time.
Made my way through the lemon tart and no longer having tea, but moving on to the light baiting as we spoke about earlier.
Indeed. And before we whet our whistles, as it were, you know, this show would be absolutely nothing. You would not even be able to hear this show were it not for our dedicated and lovely sponsors. And I want to take just a minute to thank everybody in our sponsorship network that has stood up and have said yes to local food and beverage opportunities here across Southern Arizona. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Apple Annie's Orchard, Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort, Entourage Transportation, Jerry's Cigars, and, of course, Russell Public Communications. Thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us to reach the masses with the promise that is local food and beverage in Southern Arizona. The operative word being beverage for this segment, Manish. And, you know, you can't have a conversation about local and beverage in the same sentence without bringing on our next guest. Now, this guy, we had to get through like three publicists and a couple of agents to get this guy over here, but he finally found some time on his calendar in between all the buzzing of the bees over there at Dos Manos Apiaries. My good friend Noel Patterson from Quench Fine Wines. Noel, what's going on?
Just happy to be here, especially honored to be here with some of the people who I think are doing some of the most interesting food projects happening in Tucson right now.
You know, interesting is a great word, because, you know, unless it's interesting, it's not worth investing in. And that's the wonderful thing, that sort of common thread that weaves its way through all of you here at the table, as well as everyone that's going to be out at the event. There's something fascinating, there's something interesting on every plate and in every glass on this show.
You know, I actually appreciate being introduced in that way, because I'm here representing Quench Fine Wines.
Exactly.
And we actually are more philosophically driven distributor than most wine distributors that you're going to find in Tucson. For us to represent a wine, we have to believe in it. There has to be some idea, some philosophy, some passion behind it. We don't just sell commodity products. Yeah. We don't sell Coca-Cola where it's just alcoholic grape juice. You slap a label on it, you sell it at Safeway.
Right.
There has to be something behind the wine that excites us to be able to take it on and represent it in our community.
Beautiful. And that's really why we're all here. I mean, because we all sort of have a role that we each play individually in helping to tell that story. And it really is all about this wonderful, fascinating story, especially when it comes to local Arizona wine. So Quench Fine Wines actually said yes to what Arizona can produce in the vineyards. What are you going to be looking to serve at the Viva La Local Food Festival next Sunday?
Well, one of the things that we are excited about is the Arizona wine industry. Most of the Arizona wineries that have chosen to be distributed by a distributor are with us. We represent about a half dozen or so, and one of our wineries is going to be sending a representative to Viva La Local to pour the wine today. So Justin Ovi of Arizona Stronghold Vineyards
Great.
Is personally going to come down from
wow.
Cottonwood
wow.
to pour wine. Cottonwood is in northern Arizona, but I want to make it clear that all of the juice is grown outside of Wilcox.
Yep.
So this is truly a southern Arizona wine that does reflect the place and the region that we are celebrating with this festival.
I love where Arizona wine has come just over the last, you know, several years. I mean, you think of some of the pioneers decades ago that said, we can do this here. And boy, you take a look at these some of these vintners doing some spectacular work, and we really are doing this here in Arizona, aren't we, Noel?
Yeah, absolutely. And well, so I'm from Tucson, and I've been working in the wine industry for a long time. And let's just say that it's come a long way.
Yeah, indeed.
there was a learning curve.
It sure
and
was.
I think in the last 5 or 6 years, there are people who have really figured out what they're doing, and even knowledgeable people had to figure out what grape grew well where and what to do with it once you brought it in. And I think we've definitely turned the corner where there are a good 6 to 8 Arizona wineries that are making really outstanding juice. And you bring up the fact that, you know, there are pioneers that started this 20 years or so ago.
Yeah.
One of the vineyards that the grapes come from for all of these wines is a vineyard that was established by R.W. Webb, who was the first person planting
yes,
grapes
that's
in
right.
southern Arizona. For anybody
right.
who's here, if you remember
yeah, yeah.
the big R.W. Webb winery
well.
When you're driving east outside of town.
That's right.
He got out of the wine business. The vineyard that he established passed through a series of ownership changes and has wound up with Arizona Stronghold Vineyards. But it is actually the Stronghold Vineyard itself is the vineyard that R.W. Webb initially planted in 1987,
wow,
if I remember correctly.
Beautiful.
Still producing grapes. Some of those grapes are going to be in all four bottles of wine that Justin is going to be pouring at the festival.
That's just awesome.
It really is.
You know, and I didn't know the whole story behind it because you and I had had a conversation in terms of choosing the wines, but I didn't know the depth of which it really does come from here. And that just that's what the festival is all about.
Totally.
Is to be able to show that off.
So you got an Arizona Stronghold that you're going to be showing off here, and I love the fact that you brought some in for us to try because I was looking for something to pair with that Jacques Bean salad that Sally Kane brought in. But anyway, talk a little bit about the white that you've just poured.
Well, there are going to be four wines
that
Justin's going to be pouring at the festival. The one that we're drinking right now, I think, is one of the more exciting wines coming out of Southern Arizona. It's called Tazi. Mm. It is a white blend, primarily Sauvignon Blanc, but with about equal amounts of Riesling and a grape that Southern Arizona is actually becoming known for producing well, called Malvasia Bianca, which is very aromatic, very floral, very like stone fruit, peachy kind of grape. And actually, even though it's the third component in this wine, I think that it is the grape that defines the flavor and the nose on this wine.
Interesting. What a fascinating blend, and a beautiful. It's bright. It's crisp. You're thinking about this as a great alfresco wine to enjoy.
Absolutely.
At the local food festival. And I mean, I don't know if you guys got together and huddled, if you and Sally compared notes, but what a gorgeous pairing with that fresh salad that she made. Sally, have you had a chance to try some of this wine?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Beautiful.
It's absolutely fantastic. It is a perfect pairing. Jacques Magic Beans. Was I very far away from you? No, it was.
And so this is a wonderful white, and you've also brought a red for us to enjoy, too. What Arizona Stronghold red is in the bottle?
So the red, one of the grapes that actually does fairly well in Southern Arizona is Sangiovese, which is, of course, the grape that Tuscany and Chianti is known for. And Sangiovese has been grown in many places around the world where it tastes – it doesn't express what would be typical of what we would expect of Sangiovese. It tastes like wine, but it doesn't have that varietal character that it should have if you're going to grow it in a certain place.
Yep.
Sangiovese, very food-friendly wine, but it's known primarily for tart cherries and an herbal kind of a component.
Oh, I'm excited.
As well.
Here we go.
This actually does surprisingly well. The name of the wine is Mangus. It's actually a blend of Sangiovese and four of the Bordeaux varietals. So there's Cabernet, Merlot, a little Malbec, and a little Petit Verdot.
Beautiful blend. Again, and I'm just thinking this is a great outdoor, perfect time of year to enjoy this red. It's going to go beautifully with a number of different dishes that are out there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The band is playing. You're with your community out there celebrating local. You're doing shopping at the farmer's market. You're enjoying some great food. And this stellar Arizona Stronghold wine, I mean, geez, they're hitting on all cylinders.
Hey, yeah. Sally, you think you could bring the lamb just so we could have it with this wine? Maybe going beyond for people to love what we're talking about. Don't you think?
I was thinking that the lamb would be.
It would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'll just whip some up for what, like 700?
Maybe.
I'll just get right on that.
She is actually the first guest that actually brought her own kitchen to the studio. I mean, she literally.
Seriously,
brought,
no one's done that.
This is the first. You're making history here because you care about freshness. You care.
I absolutely do.
Anyway, yeah, it's right there. I love the fact that you brought half your kitchen crew here. This is great. But anyway, Noel Patterson, Quench Fine Wines, a wonderful distributor of some premium wines, as he said, choosing the right partners to showcase and not just take the easy way out and cut corners and represent anybody that has a label on it. We just love Noel and we love everything that Quench is about.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate that it was a choice for us as well because we didn't do a good job with the wine last year. That was one of the weaknesses that we had, and it was our honor to be able to ask Quench and for them to accept and bring in Arizona Stronghold to do this. And it is one of the things that is going to go so much better simply because not only the partnership they have with the Southern Arizona wineries, but the fact that we now have a partnership with them, I think it is just fantastic. And you know, there's going to be a bunch of restaurants that are probably on your client list, and I hope that more and more start to look at Noel and his company to do more wine with them because the stuff that they have is indeed curated and fantastic.
Beautiful. Mm. And you know, and wine is not the only thing that Noel curates,
no.
As we suggested. And I love the fact that Sally is here and that Noel is here because Noel, you're busy with the bees these days over there at Dos Manos Apiaries, and you have millions of bees that you are curating. Can you curate a bee? You can curate the honey, I suppose.
If it's Noel, yes.
But Sally's, not only is Sally using your honey, which is rendered from the beads that are raised by your very loving hands. Mm-hmm. But are you still featuring the honeycomb?
We are on our cheese platter. We have a small and delectable piece of honeycomb that Noel brings us, and it is fantastic.
I remember when you were first describing this to me, people pick it up and you just can sort of start the honey just begins to ooze.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And it's chewable. You pick up the honeycomb and you just sort of start chewing it almost like candy. It's like, oh my gosh, that sounds great.
Actually, it's the best way to have fresh raw honey.
Oh.
I think, and actually I should at this point give Brian proper credit too, because Prep and Pastry is
using
also
Dos Manos Apiary honey.
Not just buying the honey. Both of these restaurants have sponsored a hive. Oh. They've actually paid the cost to set up a hive.
I love
and
that.
And are using the honey from that hive. And the hive that Coronet is using is actually located not two blocks from the restaurant itself.
Oh, my
gosh. It's as local as it gets.
We actually, I mean, not to deter customers, please come, but we actually have some honeybees that hang out on our patio.
Oh, I love it.
There's one in the restaurant today. I'm like, hey, little guy, come on
great.
Out.
So not only are they using honey, but they have sponsored a hive, and I think restaurants are continuing
right
to find
door.
The value and the opportunity to partner with Dos Manos Apiaries and really engage and say, that's my hive. Honey coming from that hive only goes to my restaurant. I think that's beautiful. I think that's local, and I think that's what we're here celebrating
today.
It's
a true partnership. It's not just buying from a local purveyor. It's partnering to actually create a local food system.
I love it.
You know, it's a new model now.
Speaking of partnering, and Noel, thank you so much for coming and libating us. I love it when you libate. I just love it when you do that. But anyway, speaking of partnering, there's a guy in this community who's partnering with a lot of people here, both on the beer side, on the restaurant side, and he is coming on to this show, I believe, in his day. Debut, and I'm trying to think, is Tristan White from Dragoon Brewing
it
Company
would be my
ever
debut.
Been on?
You've asked me several times, and I've never been available, thank you.
Talk about a tough guy to get on the show, for crying out loud.
I'm a tough guy in general.
But anyway, I think I had to give you a year's notice.
I'm flexing, by the way.
Look at you. Yeah. So someone take a picture of this guy. I mean,
All right, that's enough, Sally.
Tristan
I'm
White
married.
From Dragoon Brewing Company. Great to see
Hello.
You. You know, fresh off the heels of another award-winning evening at Born and Brewed at the Hotel Congress, I was the MC that night. I had the privilege of handing you the trophy again for the third year in a row.
Third year in a row.
For the best beer overall.
Best overall beer, yeah.
At that Tucson. Event. Now, these are some sophisticated palates. What does it take to keep making an award-winning beer every year, especially in a community, an environment where there seems to be a new brewery opening up every hour?
It does, doesn't it? The beer scene's just blown up. We have a huge dedication to quality. And, number one is quality. Number two is consistency. And then I guess number three would be fun. Which we have a lot of.
Absolutely. And I got to tell people, get over there to the Dragoon tasting room. I mean, I think that you guys are doing just things completely different, from a lot of folks. And we love the beer scene. We love the renaissance that some of the pioneering brewers created here several years ago. But I just love that vibe down there. Make sure that people know exactly where Dragoon is located. Now, you can find your beers darn near on every tap in Arizona.
Yeah.
But if you want to get that true Dragoon experience and actually meet Tristan for yourself, where can people find you?
Well, our address is 1859 West Grant. We're west of the freeway. On Grant Road. We're on the south side of the road. It's off the road, unfortunately, on an easement. So if you look for the Floor Trader, which has a big yellow sign on the south side of Grant, we're the building behind it. And our entrance is on the south side of the building. Don't walk in the back. It's probably going to be doing some work. So walk in the front. There's a sign. But yeah, come visit us. We're open Wednesdays through Saturdays. And we'll talk about, speaking of teasing, we are going through an expansion right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be opening up more tasting room hours, but right now we're open Wednesday through Saturday.
And I know that when you choose to make that public, you will break the news right here on the Menu Live, because it's a very competitive food media environment here, Tristan, and I need to break news. My advertisers expect me to break news, but when we have all the story to tell, you can tell us here first. How many beers are you pouring out there at Dragoon these days?
Right now we've got 7. We're going to have 12 handles in the new tap room, so a little bit more rotation.
I would imagine the IPA is just one of the top sellers.
Yes, absolutely. 60 to 65% of all the beer we make.
Is the IPA.
Is IPA.
And so what
Dragoon IPA is the one we're talking about.
The
not
Dragoon,
just any IPA. Dragoon IPA.
That's right.
The award-winning.
Let the record reflect, yes.
And that's what we're buying for the festival.
I was going
to
say.
It would be foolish for us to buy anything else.
Give the people
sure.
what they want. As the Davies brothers said back in the 80s. Anyway, so talk a little bit about how you expect to be able to have the capacity to put beer in the mouths of 10,000 people next Sunday. How's that work?
We'll bring a lot of kegs. It's the easiest
it's
part.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. I'm sorry. I know these restaurant people are looking at me like, what's wrong with this guy?
We've got
an easy job.
Yeah, we've actually hired, because it got bad last year, we've actually hired help to help pour. We've got 10 people pouring. 10 people pouring all the kegs.
Great.
So that, because it was ridiculous.
We went through 9 half barrels. We went through, let me do the math real quick. We went through 105 gallons of beer.
Oh my
gosh. And they had to, you went back and got more. It's only because they were able to actually go, we're going to go back and get more.
we brought our truck.
Yeah, they brought the truck. So like two or three of the breweries were able to go back, and because the 1 o'clock hour rolled along and they were like, you can't say it on the radio, but oh my, you know, and then off they went to get it, and they poured the most beer at the festival last year.
Now, how much beer would you have sold if I somehow wasn't able to make it last year?
105 gallons.
Okay. You got to answer.
Anyway, we're going to continue our conversation with the full roundtable of local food and beverage celebrities the minute we give away our next gift card. Actually, the trivia question, we're going to be reading that now. And Manish Shah, you said that you'd like to give 2 tickets to Viva La Local.
And as well as $20 in food.
As well as $20 in food, some tokens then for the
Viva
the
food. Local Festival. Yeah.
Viva La Local
Festival. Well, you could use them
festival.
For food or drink.
Or drink or food. So that's great. And then in a moment of wonderful spontaneity, Brian Morris from Prep and Pastry said he'd like to throw in a gift card.
Love to throw in a gift card. How about a brunch for two?
A brunch for two. Okay, so we're going to have to come up with 2 questions because we don't want to give all of those to everybody. You know, one person, that's a very lucky person. Yeah. Sally, well, you know, you were cooking in the other room here.
I have to say, I was not here for this conversation. Do you even have a question in your pocket?
I don't. Maybe you can come up with a question.
I can come up with a question.
Okay. I love the spontaneity.
And we'll do a gift card for $50.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Brunch for two at Prep and Pastry.
And bring it on.
$50 gift card.
Cocktails, buddies, brunch, dinner, whatever you want.
Okay. So we're going to have like 10 callers all getting in on this. So that means we've got 3 giveaways. We're going to have 3 questions. So, boys, what's a good question?
Oh,
Sally, why don't you ask the first question? What's the first question?
Oh, I see. I haven't thought of it yet, so I'll go first.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, what's a good trivia question?
I have one.
Yeah, okay, hit us.
So last year, and I know this because last year Prep and Pastry sold, somebody can estimate, we'll round it to the nearest 100. How many dosants did they sell at Prep and Pastry last year? Because it was a huge hit.
Okay.
And so we've bandied some numbers about as far as what we expect you all to bring. How many of those beautiful, delicious things did they sell last year at Viva La Local?
And we'll be asking some more questions so everybody can call in and hang on the line if you're not the winner, because we're going to be asking you a question. But anyway, the first question is, how many dosants did Prep and Pastry sell
last year
at this event? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-5678, 880-KNST. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from KNST, having a great time celebrating all things local with our celebrity co-host Manish Shah. Getting ready for Viva La Local Food Fest, aren't we?
Yeah, it's getting rowdy in here. Look at these guys. I mean, seriously, we give them a little libation and all of a sudden all pandemonium breaks loose in the studio.
That's right. It's a food and beverage show.
This is what Viva is going to be like.
Anyway, this is just a little taste, a little tease as it were. But anyway, we've got a full board of callers that think they know the answer to the question. The trivia question number one for a brunch for two at Prep and Pastry. Again, the question is, how many dosants did Prep and Pastry serve last year at the Viva La Local Food Fest? We're going to go to line one and say hi to Kate. Kate, how are you?
Hi, very good. Thank you.
Great. And so how many dosants do you think these guys kicked out last year?
I'm going to say 1,200.
1,200.
No, that's a little high.
It's a little high.
But if they had kicked out 1,200, they would owe me a really pretty penny. I should be able to eat like lunch there for free for most of the rest
of
the year.
Anyway, Kate, thank you so much for listening. That opens up a line at 880-5678-880-KNST. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Karen. Karen, how many dosants did these guys kick out last year at Viva La Local?
812.
You know what?
That's awfully close. I think we go ahead and go with that, because that is really close.
Karen, congratulations. You
Woo!
Absolutely nailed
Thank
it. Anyway,
you.
I want you to stay on the line now. We're going to see exactly how Kat can do the work of 5 people with just 2 hands. But anyway, don't go away. She's going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information, and we're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
Can I just ask what a dosant is?
Yeah. Brian Morris from Prep and Pastry, what's a dosant?
Dosant, that's a great question. Dosant is our little piece of heaven that we have created that it's basically a donut made out of croissant dough. They are extremely addicting, 0 calories.
Sounds great.
And we always, about every day, we're always making our maple bacon brown sugar, and then we surprise you with a couple other flavors every day, too. So they go fast. A lot of times they're gone by 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, but we do make them every day. We only sell ones that we make that day, never sell any, you know, the next day. So they're a lot of fun. They're, I don't know.
No, we said 812 is close. How many? What was the magic
number? It was about that. It's just a little over 800.
800 dosants. Man,
that's insane.
That is insane. All right, well let's give away that. Let's see. She said a $50 gift card at the Coronet.
And I have Sally's question as well.
And Manish has a question for
our
listeners.
Do you have my question?
I can see you struggling.
What's the best Japanese whiskey I heard?
No, I know the answer
to
that.
You know that one.
Yeah.
Okay,
here's our next question for a $50 gift card to experience the Coronet.
All right, this is all on Manish
for yourself. All right, Manish.
So you mentioned a farm that you are purchasing these greens from earlier in the show.
Great.
And it was just a passing reference. It's a vendor that we have at our farmer's market. Can you tell us what's the name of the farm from Benson that is going to be doing? It's a great little farm that's doing these amazing little greens that she's going to be serving on her magic beans.
Great. So there's a farm in Benson that is the purveyors of these wonderful greens that you have the privilege of showcasing at the Coronet.
The name of the farm.
The name of the farm in Benson.
That's right.
880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a $50 gift card from the Coronet. Now, gosh, going down to the Coronet with $50, I'm happy.
I would say so.
Jeez.
Especially with the new menu. I think the lamb is some lamb and maybe some Japanese whiskey is certainly in my future if I had that $50.
Yeah. Was I too generous? I don't think so.
No.
I think when it comes to good food and good wine, you know, being a host and letting people enjoy is my pleasure. So.
Well, while we're waiting for calls to come in, Tristan with Dragoon, you poured a beer for us all to enjoy. What
Ooh.
Are we having, sir?
Right now you're drinking Half Moon. It's a Dunkelweiss.
Oh, a Dunkelweiss.
No, not quite.
Please, no. don't do it.
No.
Talk about these suds, man.
All right, this is a Dunkelweiss, as I said earlier. It's a dark German wheat beer. Basically, you take a half and you add some toasted malt. So imagine toasted banana bread in liquid form. And it features White Sonoran wheat from BKW Farms in Marana.
Toasted banana bread with a little head and a blue Solo cup.
Yeah, exactly.
We're living the dream, aren't we, Tristan? Then people can find you online at Dragoon Brewery, and you also have a very large and growing Facebook community as well. How can people find you online?
DragoonBrewing.com. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Everywhere.
What else is there?
At all. Yeah.
Pigeons.
Pinterest, all that stuff that I still can't get my head around.
Skywriting.
No, we haven't gotten that far yet. We're not that advanced.
Dunkelweiss.
Dunkelweiss. Half Moon.
Beautiful.
Named after I think it's a tank in the Dragoon Mountains.
Mm, and again, a wonderful time of year to enjoy these suds.
I know.
Too beautiful. Okay, well, I think we might have a caller coming here who thinks they know the answer. Again, what is the name of the farm in Benson that is the purveyor of these wonderful greens that Sally just celebrates on her menu down there at the Coronet? We're going to see if Kathleen knows the answer to the question. Kathleen, how are you?
Oh, good.
So what's the name of this farm down in Benson that is all about these wonderful greens?
Well, is it the Sleeping Frog Farm?
A Sleeping Frog Farm.
No. That's not it.
Oh,
this is a new farm.
It. Kathleen, no.
It sounded like a cute name.
It is cute. We'll give you that, Kathleen. And,
and a good farm.
But anyway,
all good things.
Thanks.
Good
that job. Opens up a line at 880-5678, 880-KNST. You want to give it a little hint? Because we might want to get another call in here before we have to say goodbye.
It also starts with an S, but it is not Sleeping Frog.
It's a farm in Benson. Starts with an S, as in...
and the farmer's name is Joe.
Oh, okay.
Joe.
Joe.
I think Joe is not a giveaway there. I think that's for sure.
Now I'm expecting to see Jared's name pop up here. You're not eligible.
No.
But anyway, so we want to know 880-5678, 880-KNST. Again, what is the name of this farm that is the purveyor of these wonderful greens that find themselves on the great menu there at the Coronet? And it's 880-5678. Again, for a $50 gift card to go down to Coronet, I think we got a stumper here on the farm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But
is that
anyway.
Too tough?
Was it too tough a question?
I thought people who would be listening, because we did pass over it.
We did pass over.
I didn't want to give everybody an opportunity, even if you didn't know, like, I don't know, the genus of a steelhead fish.
I was going to ask you guys, you know, what steelhead was and what its genus was. But
Okay. Well, you know, sadly, we're out of time. And we can't
give this away.
Well, all right. How about an easy one then? A really easy question for our
listeners.
Okay.
What color underwear is Noel wearing?
What color underwear is Noel wearing? 880-5678, 880-KNST for a chance to win a $50 gift card to go to the Coronet. Here they come.
Anyway, we're going to be taking calls probably until the midnight hour here now. No, we're going to have to ask you for some proof to find out if the winner's right or not.
I'll be taking those calls personally.
Anyway, I want to thank Manisha and Noel Patterson and Tristan White and Sally Kane and BMO Brian Morris. Thank you so much for all you do in this community. Do we have a caller? I don't see a name. Anyway, we're going to process that after we go because we've got to go to another show. But anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell, Manish Shah, Noel Patterson, Tristan White, Sally Kane, and Brian Morris reminding you if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. Tucson.